the shiur being learned with the nishmas Adoni Rabbi Meir Zichrono Livracha, the nishmas Moran Rabbi Avraham Yaakov and Rami Zandvol HaKoyim, the nishmas Rabbi Nesana ben Rabbi Zalman Pinchas HaKoyim, the nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Chaim ben Ramotre Tzvi Alevi, the nishmas Rabbi David ben Rami Shegrosman, Kulam Zichrono Livracha. We are on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Just let's learn over the last Gemara and learn the Ve'istah Mefarshi that we skipped over yesterday. Toshma Ochal Shnei Gidim Mishtei Yerechoi Mishtei Behemes. A person ate two Gidim from two Yerechoi Mishtei Behemes. So Rashi explained that the Tana of this Mishnah holds, if you want to be Mechayiv Shmeinim, it has to be from two behemoths, because he holds that the Yoni Chayiv and the Gidon Noshe from the Yerech Yemin. So therefore we need Shtei Yerechos Mishtei Behemoths, Seifek Shmeinim. So the Tana Kama says, Yoleike Shmeinim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Einei Seifek Element. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you ate two gidim, yoni soifik mem. So the Gemara says, hey chidomi, ilema bozeh achar zeh ubishtei hasrois. If he, there were two hasrois, and there were two achilas, he first he ate a gid from one behemoth, then he ate a gid from the second behemoth. My time is a rabbi Yehuda dama aboim besuloi. So Kochach is speaking about that he ate both Gidim bebas achas ubechod asro. And here we have a machlokes, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. Man Tanna Kamma, who is the Tanna Kamma that holds that you like shmeinim, if you eat two Gidim bebas achas ubechod asro? Ilema Rabbonon, the Pligi Alei de Sumchis, if it's according to the Rabbonon, who are Chilakan Sumchis, Uma Hosom, the Gufin, Muchlokim, Potri Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said that if a person shechted the Poro and then Bas Bito, and then he shechted the Bas, and there are two, he's over twice the Vera of Avoyitli Vespinoi Leishishchatu, and it's Gufin Muchlokim. The Rabbanan holds, since it's one lav in one maaseh, you're only chayiv achat. It's gufin mechlokim. Hochel leikoshkein. Here this is not considered gufin mechlokim. So vada gevish, you should be chayiv only aboim. El lav sumchesi. So it's going according to sumches. We were patient in the shayla that Abaye had cleared, and it seems that Tumchis holds afilu ochel shnei kezeisim chelev basro achas, you'll get twice malkes, even though there's no guf in machlokim. But the Gemara says, lo'ilam bezeh achazeh. It's speaking about bezeh achazeh. But the Ka'amrit, my time, the Rabbi Yehuda, so it's bezeh achazeh, Shtei Asroi, say twice Agida Noshe, so why should Rabbi Yehuda hold Yechayev Aboim? Kigoyin, the less bay Kizai, it's speaking about that there's no Kizai. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraita, Ochloi, Ve'ein bay Kizai, Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Achi Yehei bay Kizai. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need a Kizai. So, the machloikis, Rabbi Yehud in the Tanakhama is, if a git anoshe is called a beria. So Rabbi Yehud, the Tanakhama holds that the git anoshe is called a beria. So you ate two gitay anoshe from two behemoths. So there's a chiyuv and two achilos, even though there's no kizayit. Because Aberia, Yechayev and Aberia, even though there's no Kezai. In Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not considered a berya. So memele, therefore you only chayev once malkis. Now, let us just see the Rashi, the lesbic kezayis. Rashi has two mahalchim. So the first mahalach is, the lesbic kezayis bekama oy bebasra. That one of the two gidim do not have a kezayis. El bechad minayu. One gid has a kezayis, and one he doesn't have a kezayis. And they gave asra on each gid. The tana kama machayis. So the tana kama is machayis. The kesava beryu, the gid that is not a kezayis, so you also chayim, because it's a beryu. U beryu ain't rich a shir, a beryu does not need a shir kezayis. One eats a whole beryu, he's chayim malkis, a philoskochis me kezayis. Kedis nan be meseches makis, we learned the meseches makis, omalem rabshimim, abshimim alt koshul a malkis, yatem moidem li, Boichel nemola kosher hu chayiv. Rav Shimon holds kosher lemalkis. Rav Shimon holds that you loika on a kosher hu, even though there's no kezayis. And Rav Shimon brought a raya. He says, aren't you moida to me? If a person ate on the mola, which is not a kezayis, he's zicha chayiv malkis. Omruloi, so Rav Shimon brought a raya from that kosher lemalkis. There's no shiazayis by malkis, only by Kobonis is a Shir Kezayis. By Malkis, since it was bemazed, so it's Achshave, so you don't need a Kezayis. Amruloi, so the Chachamim told him, no, you have no Raya from an Amola, Mibnei Shehi Kirbel Yoto. The Berya does not need a Kezayis. So Bekitzel, so the first Mahalach Rashi learned, and speaking about the eight two gidim, one was a kezayis and one was a pachas mekezayis. So according to the Tanna Kamma, you chayev twice malkis because it is not necessary when one eats a whole gid to have a kezayis of gid. A gid is a berye. Rabbi Yehuda holds a gid is not a berye, so you only chayev malkis for the gid that was a kezayis. That's one mahalach. The Isma Mefarshi, the last Beke Zayis, Bechad Minayu, Elabitavayu. Others learn Shat, that not one doesn't have a Kezayis, both don't have a Kezayis. But together, you'll have a Kezayis. So now, so that's the Machloikis. So according to the Tanakhama, so Yaitu Gidim, each one is Pochis Mekezayis, Shechayev twice Malkis, because Tanakhama holds, that it's a berye, the Yechayev Shmoinim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not a berye, so therefore when you ate the two gidim, Yechayev wants Malkus, because now I ate a kezayis. Each gid was a half a zayis, so Memela, I ate both gidim. So Memela, I'm Chayev wants Malkus. Ve'ein nire be'einai, I wish to disagree with this, but the shtei asroi should be mitzvahis, and what Rashi means over here, we don't know yet. We'll come back to this Rashi. But now Rashi elaborates. The il ochelei lebasra besoich kedei achilas prat. If he ate the second gid besoich kedei achilas prat, ainu bebasacha. So that's called Babasacha. Ilaacha kedei achilas pras sulay mitzvalsi. Now, I'd like to be marich a little what Rashi is asking. So the Taisvus HaRosh brings down Rashi and explains Rashi's kasha. Perish bekunter, this is the lashon of the Taisvus HaRosh, the last bank is Zayis b'chad minayu, Elo b'tavayu. Both together have a kezayis. V'hiksha al zeh. So Rashi asked the kasha, the ochel leile basko b'chdei achilas prat. If he ate the second gid b'chdei achilas prat, let us say for practical purposes, let's say 3 minutes is today a chilas prat. So if he ate the second, there's two gidim which are chatzi zayt. He ate the second gid teich kedei achilas prat in a 3 minute period. Hainu bebas achas. So this is bebas achas. But my soifik pay le rabbonim. So why are you soifik shmeinim according to the rabbonim? Now, the Gemara had asked Akasha, why, if it's speaking about with one hakra, and he ate it with basachas, so, according to the Rabbonon, why did he get twice malchus? Gemara to be right, going according to Sumcha. So the Gemara said, no, it is speaking about, So Rashi asks, but if it's Bishdei Achilas Pras, that's called one Achille, so why are you like Shnayim? That's Rashi's Kash. Let's go a little further. Venire Zuchtetaisus Arosh, the Einai Koshe, that's no problem. Mishum das rois mechalkei, because das rois mechalkei. Kedamrin in gabei noze, omru loy altishte, chayiv al kol achas vachas, ye chayiv an each shtir. Va'af al gav de shoto ze achel, even though he's drinking, he shayis the kol ayem kula, but we tell him altishte, given the history b'neiyah. Each is a concept of Asrois Machalkai. So the Taisus of Rosh says he does not understand Rashi's problem. Now, let's just elaborate one more minute. We have here, the Chazal tell us according to the Rabbono, Ochal shnei zeisei chaylev, if a person ate two zeisim of chaylev, v'basachas, or zeachazeh, so, your chayev once malchus. According to Sumchus, the Gemara said your chayev twice malchus. But according to the Rabbonin, your chayev once malchus. So Rashi asked Akasha, if it is speaking about that the two have zeisim, were eaten, b'chdei achilas prat, b'chdei achilas prat is called one achila, say two half zeisim, two berries, according to the Chachamim, but it's one big achila, you're not chayiv twice malchus, that's Rashi's kasha. So the Taisus HaRosh says he doesn't understand, there's a concept of haskois machalkoi. We hear in the Mishnah by Nozer, so if you gave him one asro, he gets one smalkis. Why did he get one smalkis? It's called one big shtir. So you have one smalkis. If you say al tishta is chayiv al kol asro masro. So you see there's a concept that each asro makes it a different maisaveira. There's a concept of asro as machalkis. So the Taisus HaRosh says he doesn't understand Rashi's problem. That's the Taisus HaRosh's Kasha and Rashi. Now, the Taisus Chaim, he also asks this Kasha and Rashi, and he says he doesn't understand what Rashi's Kasha is. He says, let us try to understand the Mishnah. Ho yo shoyse kol hayoim kuloi, ye chayiv once malki. The Torah time, how's it speaking about? He says, if there was a hefsek between one shtiyah and another shtiyah, so why should he be chayv once malchus? I drank now a kais of yayin, and a few minutes later I drink another kais, so why should I be chayv once malchus? He says, you did once in a veda, so you'll drink the next day. I already drank wine, I only get once malchus. This is a different shtiyah. The second time also malchus. So al kolchoch, the Mishnah is speaking about that he ate it, drank it, but it's was teich kedei shiyosh tiyas rabiyas. Ma'ava al pikein, there's a concept of aschois mechalkois. He doesn't understand Rashi. So that's him, the teich is chayim, the teich is arosh, es one kasha on Rashi. We had mentioned, I think, in the beginning where we started learning the sugya, there's a moizadike machlekes harishainim. If a person, there's a Rashi in Malkus, let's start with this Rashi in Malkus. Rashi in Malkus says, if a person is kereyach alamei, so there's a laugh, the sitchul kolcho. Rashi says, let's not get into this again, if a person will be kereyach one kirche, then another kirche, then a third kirche, Rashi says, will be chayiv one smalke. Rashi says, why? Rashi says, because by the second kirche, we can say, ishtaloi. I forgot. This is a new kirche. You warned me, and the first kirche, I'm chayiv malke. The second kirche, I can say, ishtaloi. I forgot. So therefore, Rashi says, if there was one atrof, he made five kirches, yechayev once malkus, and the second kirche, you can say, yishtaloi, I forgot about it. Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi, and Taisvis brings a gemara in Kedushin. A person was born on five almonis, he's a kohen gadol, he's born five almonis, he gets five times malkus, with one atrof. So let's say yishtaloi. But Taisvah says, you see from this, if a person, I want him not to do the Aveira, and he's doing an Aveira, and he's continuing doing the same Aveira, he can't say yishtaloi. Yishtaloi means if he warned me 5 minutes ago, and now he does it 5 minutes later, so I say, why did, oh, I forgot what you told me. But if you warned him, and he started doing the Aveira, and he's continuing doing the Aveira, there's no concept of yishtaloi. Now, we have over here a Mishnah for Yeshoise Kol Ayoim Kuloi, Yishayev one time Malkus. So we have here now a Machloikis or Yeshoinim. Why is Yishayev one time Malkus? According to Rashi, you know why Yishayev one time Malkus? Because the second Shtiyah contains Ishtaloi. Acha Kedaydibi contains Ishtaloi. The whole Indian. That means Rashi learned Pshat, the second was Shtiyah, the second Shtiyah was Acha Shir Shtiyah Shrabiyah. That's the case. And it's a second Maisa Aveira. And the whole reason he's Potter, because he can tie Nishtaloi. I forgot that there was a Hasro. If it was Beretifis, so then that's called one Maisa Achila, and the whole concept of Hasroi Mechalkoi, Rashi disagrees with vehemently. Rashi, there's no such thing if it's one big shtiyah. You're telling me, I'll teach. So what are you telling me? But it's one big shtiyah. One big shtiyah, you don't get, that's the machlokes Simchas and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold if it's one mice and one lav, so you get one smalkin. So you tell him, I'll teach this. So what? Taisvis, the Taisvis HaRosh hold that if a person started doing the Aveda, there's no concept of Ishtaloi, you can't say you forgot. So what shot in the Mishnah? So why did you say Al-Tish there? So Taisvis learned shot that it's speaking about all the Shtis, Wababasachas. And really, without the Hasro, Ibichai, once Malkus. So there's a concept of Aschois Mechalkois, a new Indian, that even though it's one big Shtiyah, each Aschro makes it a different Shtiyah. That's into Tataisi. That's the Taisis HaRosh's Kashan Rashi. He doesn't understand Rashi. Rashi said, if it's Taishka de Achilas Prat, why do you get twice Malkus? Like the Taisis HaRosh, what do you mean why get twice Malkus? Because he gave him two Aschrois. The Gemara says it's speaking about Bozeh Acherzeh, and there was two Asroes. Loilam Bozeh Acherzeh, and there were two Asroes. That way he gets twice Malkus. So Memela, what's Rashi's problem? And the Rosh brings the Raya from the Mishnah. Hoyeshoise Kol Ayoim Kuloi, Yechaye Vachas. Why Yechaye Vachas? Because it's one big shtiyah. You give us rois, it makes a different shtiyah. This is the Shitas Taisus HaRosh, this is the Shitas HaToisvet, and this is the Aran and the Dorim. They all hold this concept of Asrois Machalkas. Rashi never held it. Rashi didn't have a Mishnah. They had a Mishnah, but they had a problem. They didn't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if there's no concept of Ishtaloi, I start drinking, and I'm drinking, so why do you get only one Malkas? I remember that law. From beginning to end, you should give me to say the Malkas. So they said, no, because it's one Maitre Shtir. So what does that law help? That's Machalkas. That's how they learned Pshat. Rashi didn't have a problem to begin with. Rashi understood it speaking about, forget if it be one Maitre Shtir, so forget about it. You get one Malkas. Sumchas is the Machadish that with one Maitre, you can get twice Malkas. That's Sumchas. The Chachamim don't know such a thing. So Memele, so Akochach Rashi Lemshat, was a Hefzik Ben Shtiyah L'Shtiyah. Why do you need Hasroi? Because else it can find Ishtaloi. This is L'Choy Reshitas Rashi. And between you and me, I just thought that the Lashon of the Gemara, when the Gemara, the shaylas, what the kimta is, if a basachas is the bezach hazeh. So the lashon of the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara says, "Ilaim of bezach hazeh b'shtei asrois tanina." If it's talking about bezach hazeh b'shtei asrois tanina, so according to them, it's not bezach hazeh b'shtei asrois. Shtei Asrois gives it a din of Bezeh Chazeh. According to Rashi's magic, it's Bezeh Chazeh. It's two Maisim. There's a Hefzik between one Mais and the other Mais. I have there's a Hefzik. So why is he Chayim in the second Mais? Shtei Asrois. You forgot about it. There's a second Asrois. Al-Koponim. So this is a Moiridike Rashi. This is Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds. If there's a Tziru, I made two Shtiyas, and it's Bechdei they shear shears revias. I ate two chatzin zaysim and there are two berries. And it's one achila, so the hasrois aloy mal aloy moiris. So that's Rashi's kasha. Veinire beinai. Diyochele le basra besoyche de achilas pras. Haidu babasachas. So why are you chayim twice according to the Rabbana? Mila acha kede achilas pras. So Lame itself is why a chayiv once according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Pshat and Rashi. But now let's go to the beginning of the Lashon of Rashi, which is terribly misleading. The Eastern Mepharshi, the less be kezayis bechad minayu, that there's no kezayis in one of them, ela betavayu. Ve'inire be'einai, shishtei asroyis mitzalfei. So look, the Rosh Yosef, you start learning this Rashi, Rashi is saying, Pumfakel, the way we just said now, that Rashi is saying that since there were two Asrois, Afilu he ate b'chdei achilas pras, it won't be mitzuris. Ein nire be'enai, she shtei Asrois mitzalfoi. So that's mamish, like the other Rishonim. And then Rashi right away asks, so the beginning of Rashi does not stem with the next words of Rashi. This kasha the Rosh Yosef is. So he says, Rashi means she yeshtei asrois mitzalfeis la'acha kedei achilas pras. Rashi means to ask him. He can't be speaking about toich kedei achilas pras because then what's the svar of the Rabbanan? It's one big achila. He says to be speaking about la'acha kedei achilas pras. Rashi de Achilas Pras, I could be Mitzurah. That's how, but Lechayra, this is Pshat and Rashi. Zot the Mishnah Baita, Ba'bo Prokim Bashone, there are four times during the year, Amoicha Baheima Lechaveroi, Tzorech Loidioi, Ima Macharti Lishchoi, Bito Macharti Lishchoi. That means the Moicha, four times a year, the Moicha is chayiv to tell the Lekeich, you know, today I sold the mother to be Gishon. So Mamela, you're buying it, you should know, be careful. Don't shechta today, because Mistameh, the first lekeach is shechting it today. Let's see what Rashi says so far. Babo Prokim Bashome, Derech Yisrael Lasseis Sudek. These four times during the year, Yidin makes Sudek. Ustama lekeach beheime, eini lekeach, elu lesheich samiyat. And when a person, a lekeach, is purchasing a beheime, he's purchasing it to shecht right away. Leficho, therefore, Hamoyche beheime lechaveve, umocha atchila, imo, he first sold beheime, oi bito, oi bayoim, tzorech sheyoim alesheini, dalecho sheyoim machalti imo, lishchoit, oi bito machalti lishchoit, shema kvar nishchito, and the mele, you're not allowed to shecht it. So this is a chiyu on the moicha. The moicha is machia. That means the moicha has to realize mistome, the first lekeya purchases to shech today. This is a man when people shech. So memele, he's machuya to inform the lekeya, I sold ima today. So you have to know, if you're buying it from me, you won't be able to shech bita. The Eloi, but during the year, let's say during the year, Apulu, I sold the aim. I'm not mechuyev to tell the lekeach, because who says that he's going, that the first lekeach is going to shech the aim? So memele, so you're not mechuyev to klach. You're not mechuyev to klach. So memele, you're not mechuyev to tell him. The Eloi, but these days, you have to assume that the aim is going to be Bishok Kishok. Erev Yontev Ha'achen Shalchav. People bought Behemoth, Erev Sheshana Rabbe, they bought Behemoth. So, when they bought Behemoth, they're going to shecht it. Erev Yontev, they have Leo Shmini Atzeres, they have meat, Leo Shmini Atzeres. The Erev Yontev Ha'rishen Shal Pesach. Erev Pesach. בערב עצרת, ערב יונטב אב שבועס, בערב ראש השנה. So all these 4 days are יומים טובים, and therefore, so people bought behemoth ערב of these 4 יומים טובים, one should assume that they're going to shecht it today, so you have to inform the second lekeach about the first mechira. וכדברי רב יוסי הגלילי, אף ערב יום הכיפורים בגולו. I mean, in Golo, they used to eat meat ערב יום כיפור. So ממילא, if you sold a behema ערב יום כיפור, I can assume that the first lekeach is going to shecht it today, so you have to tell the second lekeach about it. Let us see Rashi so far. The Rashi, Biyonta Va'achen Shalchad, Hoyu Marbin B'Simche, was a big Simche, Neisharegel La'atmayu, it's a new Yonta, it's not like Shvi Shal Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach is the Gemar of the Yonta, so it's not such a big Simche, this is a Yonta B'Chnei Atmayu, Shregel La'atmayu, B'choviv Aleim, it's a Gevaldike, Choviv Dike Yonta, Aterno, Yerimecho, there are many Shmina Ateros, about the Kechoshi Beyontev, from a Mele, so they used to make a Mele de Kesimche, from a Mele, they bought Behemoth, Seishana Rabbe, that means they would check the Seishana Rabbe, to have Beyontev. Look to Gemara weiter, look to Mishnah weiter. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai, Bizman, Shein Loi Rebach. That there was no time span between the first mechira and the second mechira. Avo yesh loy revach ein tzorech loy diri. That means, if the first behema was bought a day before Erev Yontev, and this behema is being bought Yontev, then you don't have to clear shayla. Maybe he bought it for Erev Yontev, he bought it because he doesn't want to stay in line. Erev Yontef, no. If he bought it a day before Erev Yontef, you don't have to clear shaylas, You don't have to tell him. You don't have to clear that he bought it the day before. He wanted to avoid the Erev Yontem the Kirush. You don't have to clear Shailas, and you don't have to clear that he's going to shift it today also. What does Rashi say? She'ein loy revach hefzik bintayim she'mochach ha'eim ayoy. He sold the mother also today. He sold the mother today, and now Elikeh wants to buy the ben today. Then you have to tell the Elikeh. Avu yesh loy revach she'mochach ha'rishoyin ha'esmol v'ashniya ayoyim ein tzorech loy diyo ishan ayoyim ha'esmol shochet ha'rishoyin. I don't declare, maybe I can assume that he shechted it yesterday, and you don't have to tell him anything about it. Umayze Rabbi Yehuda, the Meicha Esa'im L'chosam, Esa'bas L'kale, that means, we'll see either, both of them used to be mishtatev in the Suda of the Chasaneh, so if he sold the aim to the Chosam, and the Bas L'kale, and it was tak on different day, he should say, L'idiyot, B'yaduish Eshneim Sheikhtim B'yaymecha. That means that the one of them bought it a day before the night of the Chasaneh. There we have to assume that the purpose of the Kinyan was to Shech for the night of the Chasaneh, and therefore, so then you have to be Meidia. Yes. Look to Gemara weiter, look to Mishnah weiter. Ba'arbo parokim eilu mashchiten et tabach bal kolchay. If I bought, the Moicher sold me meat. And I bought meat for dinner. And the behemah is where he sold me today meat for dinner. That means he has a behemah. The behemah is worth 1,000 dinarim. I give him meat for dinner. He told it to me. Fine. And I was sold. Then the Moicher comes and then half hour later, I'm waiting patiently. He says, you know, I'm sorry, I thought I'd be able to sell the rest of the behemoth. I thought I'd get it, and no one is buying the behemoth. So I should check the sold behemoth for your dinner. So the halacha is that he's mechuyev to shech. Ba'bo parokim eilu mashchiten es ha-tabach bal kolchoi. Mashchiten es ha-tabach bal kolchoi. Because that was understanding. I went to you and you told me you're going to shech it today, so now you can't come. I bought this for Yontif, so now you can't come and tell you, I changed my mind, it's Fafalim. Ba'bo prokim eilu mashitim setabach balkocha, yafilu sher shava elev divrim, ba'ilu lekeach eladina, kaipan oise lishchay. Because he bought it to eat today, and it's his, and you mechuyev to shecht it. Lefichach, therefore, he made. What happened if the behemah died? So now it's the other way around. So meis l'lekeach. It's meis l'lekeach. That means so this dinner, this meat that's worth a dinner, so the lekeach lost from the deal. It's because this dinner is his already. The behemah died, so it's his loss. I will be shal yemois ashon ne'enekei. The moicha can have charotte. The Moicher can have charotte. I can say, I sold it to you, and I thought I'd be able to find more like him. Now there's no like him. I'm chayzer on the mechira. Lefichach he may, so the mechira is not a definite mechira. Because he may la Moicher. What does the Rashi? Umayde Rabbi Yehuda, apopi bayachosen in kalaf, bishalokar zeh hayoim bezelamoch. Mashchiten ha-tabach bal-kochi, ken ha-meforosh v'ozul. Shim kibol dina me-le-kayach, liten loy bedina bo. So he gave him a dinner, and he was mekabel bedina. Apila shor shov, so it's a kinyin already. I have a kinyin in this posel, that you should shuffle today. Shoyt ha-koch, ha-fabishan loy kin le-shab, and more meforosh time. בין לא יקח בוי על הדינה, שנות הדינה לטבח. מית לא יקח, אמרת את הדינה, אין הקיים. ובין המשיכה, all the time בניב משיכה. הזמן שלא ימושה, חייזה בוי הטבח, מפה מילה משיכה, טבח כמחייזה. Rashi further makes lokech and mafsid da dina. Ein hekein, the bina meshiche, the chosman shalai moshach, chayza boya tabach. Look to his vez, chedivrei rabi yoisi aglili af erev yoyim akipurim begol. So to his vez, the havamina learned. Now, if you learn the Mishnah, it seems like this. The Mishnah says there's four parakim in the year that is a yom tov, there's a mitzvah to eat meat. That's fine. And according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's a fifth yom tov, Erev Yom. In Golo, there was a yom tov, Erev Yom HaKippurim. They ate meat Erev Yom HaKippurim. Tema, the Bereish Ktubes Porech, Yom HaKippurim Shechaliyah is B'sheini B'Shabbos Yitre Gzeire Shema Yishreit Benoi Amayloi Porech Mishayom Im Toimim Bahava L'Kula Alme. Now let's explain Tosfos Kashe, how Tosfos understood the Gemara in Ksubos. The Gemara in Ksubos says as follows. You're not allowed to make a Chasna Meitzoi Shabbos. Why not? If a Chasna Meitzoi Shabbos, maybe they're going to be a little edgy. Pretty soon as the chas, everyone's coming and the food isn't prepared. It wasn't geshochten anything. So Chazal were afraid they might go and shecht within Shabbos. That'll be very, people are coming might tell you Shabbos. God will cover the briyah. So they might go and shecht within Shabbos. But he said, you're not allowed to make a chasna maitzoi Shabbos, because it's a big nesoyin, so memele has. Like Taisvish, so Taisvish says, you have a problem, what happens if, to Moreh, what if Erev Yom Kippur is Sunday? So, also the same thing. So, people shech maitzoi Shabbos, because they need food Sunday. They'll shech Shabbos because they'll need food Sunday. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Tosfos had a problem. Why did the Gemara ask this kasha of if Erev Yom Kippur Sunday is only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Rabbi Yosi Aglili said in the Golo they made a Yom Tov Erev Yom HaKippurim. But then, not according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's only four Yom Tovim. So why did the Gemara ask from Erev Yom HaKippurim that falls out on Sunday? Ask every Erev Yom Tov that falls out on Sunday. You have this problem. Maybe they're going to be tense and edgy. They need already the food, so they might shecht Meitzoi Shabbos. Va'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Bishar Erev Yom Tov, Sheikhtim behemes kida omaroch. Al erev yema kipurim, lohoyu oichlem, ala boso oif vidogim, kida oma babreishis rabbe, gaba Yehuda zoven nuna, a person bought fish. Period. Now, so let's explain what Tosfos answers. So Tosfos now makes a completely about face. Tosfos in the Kasha held, when the Gemara asked erev yom kippur is a yontif, so the Gemara was only asking according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, because now Mishnah says Rabbi Yosi Aglili said, and the Golov was a Yom Tov. So Tosfos says, so why are you asking Kakasha according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Golov? Ask what everyone agrees is a Yom Tov. So ask every Meitzoi Shabbos if Sunday is Erev Yom Tov. So Tosfos says that, no, you don't understand the Pumfakel. If you're going to shecht a behemoth, all these days they shecht a behemoth. All these days they shechted behemoth. Forget that's the whole dinner. You see, there's benoit. They shechted behemoth. A person, we don't have to be afraid, a person is going to bring a behemah and shecht a behemah in Shabbos. That's, it's a big deal, he's going to go and shecht a behemah in Shabbos. It's too much of an asik, and it's a chappen, Shabbos, he won't do it. We don't have to be worried about a behemah. The Gemara was only afraid Shema Yishchei Benoit. A Benoit is a, you give a small shecht over and done with. This, we were afraid he might do it still in Shabbos. But the shecht of behemah in Shabbos is nothing but to worry about. So, punkt vakel. That what the Gemara asked on Erev Yom Kippur was not according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Punkt vakel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said in the Golol they ate meat. Right? But all over, they didn't eat meat. They ate oifes. By an oif, which the shechita is a double kal meyoy, that you can be afraid, that you could be afraid he might, they might shecht already meboid yoy. But samazoy, the shecht of behemin shabbat, that you have nothing to be afraid of. Now, why doesn't the Mishnah speak about Erev Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum Dekula Alme Tridi B'Sukkot V'Lulev Ve'en Lam Pnai L'Harbeis B'Shchita Kol Kach. They don't have too much time to shech. Now, I'd like to mention two things. Some Sefer says first of all, there's a big problem over here. Let's appreciate the problem. Taisus asks Akasha, what's with Erev Sukkot? Taisus says the treaty. This kasha has nothing to do with this taisus. This is Samazegut kasha. How did it come into this taisus? Samazegut kasha, it's a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Erev Pesach, Erev Shuas, Erev Shoshana, so taisus shekar, what's with Erev Sukkot? So Mamela, for the treaty. So this kasha, the Chasam Sofer is, so the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer said a very interesting thing. Taisvis always knew that Erev Sukkot you told it. In fact, so you don't shech behemis. And it's even a pshat in the Mishnah. You don't shech behemis Erev Sukkot because you told it and Sukkot and Lulav. So no, you don't shech behemis Erev Sukkot. That Taisvis knew. So Taisvis held. But Eifis you do shech. In fact, Eifis is not a big tirch. So Eifis you shech. So Mamela Sataisa had a kasha, so he was like, why did the Gemara in Ksubis ask a kasha only on if Sunday is Erev Yom Kippur? Why didn't the Gemara ask if Sunday is Erev Sukkot? Because Oifish Yedusha. That was Taisa's kasha. Now you just were Machadish. That the whole kasha was based because they shecht Oifish. So Oifish Mustami shecht Erev Sukkot. It's not a big tilcha. So Taisus is machadish, there's not even time to shech Taisus. That's Taisus Taisus. That's how a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer is abshat in this Taisus. Tone, we learned in a Baraisa. Now, there's a very interesting kasha before we learn the Gemara. I'd like to say over a kasha from the Taisus Yontif. The Taisus Yontev asks Akasha as follows. Yes, a Muridik Akasha. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth Perik in Psochim that, that Arve Psochim, after Chatzos is also the Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha. Why you're not allowed to do Malacha? So one of the reasons you're not allowed to do Malacha Erev Pesach, is because you have mitzvahs, if he is matzvahs, be a chometz, and that, I mean, if he's gonna do malach, he's gonna, some mele, and these mitzvahs have to be done, some mele, they ask her to do malach. Ask her to malach. This is Erev Pesach. Erev Sukkot, did Chazal ask her to do malach? No. You have to malach Erev Sukkot. היתורת בסוטיה בלולה, so the Teretz is, you're not so Teretz. If the Yom Kippur mitzvah, my tzvah Yom Kippur, you should start working on the Sukkah, she gets your lulav. Erev Pesach is a problem. Erev Pesach is a problem. You have to make Erev Pesach the Kematzes. You have to be Mavayar the Chometz Erev Pesach. You must be Erev Pesach. I mean, these are mitzvahs that have to be done with Manam. So there they ask in Meloche. And but by Sukkahs, it's not so gefährlich. You have time to do these mitzvahs. So they didn't ask the Meloche. So Shem Yishamayim. So it comes out, Erev Pesach, if you buy a behemoth, you're not allowed to, I mean, you have to tell him that if someone bought them, somebody's going to shecht it. I mean, it's mamish min a hepech ala hepech. Mamish min a hepech ala hepech. Erev Pesach, which is shrecklich Torah, you're so Torah, the Chazal asked to do Meloche, because you him to make sure that these mitzvahs should be done. Erev Pesach, here it says already, you have to assume that he's going to shecht, that they sold the aim, you have to tell the next okay. And Erev Sukkis, which faces as you're told, oh, Erev Sukkis, you're told, so maybe you don't have to tell. So the American kasha, this kasha that I should yom to vest, it's mamish in a kotza la kotza, it's mamish. So he says, the Leib Aya says something very interesting. Erev Pesach, he says, you're very tall. They bought meat. No way they bought it. They bought meat for Yontif. That's for sure. But no one is going to shecht it today. Today, nothing what to talk about. So Mamela, the Zichr is going to shecht it tonight. The little Pesach. The first day Pesach. So Fakert. So there, this Achshash of Oisei Vez Benoi. Masha'en came by Sukkis. Masha'en came by Sukkis. He says like this. Some people are told. Some people, some Mamela, so they're going to shecht it tomorrow. Other people are not Torah, they'll shecht it today. That means, Sukkah, so Memele, the whole mile of Torah is, since the Torah, so the Trudim will shecht it tonight. The not Trudim will shecht it today. So weiter, there's no problem that Avoisiv has benoit. The minute I can be toilet that he won't shecht it at the same time, that's what Levi Aliyah wants to say. Erev Pesach, no one is going to shecht at Erev Pesach. Forget about it. No one's going to shecht at Erev Pesach. And they bought the behemoth, they're going to shecht at in Yontav. So they're going to shecht in Yontav. You're going to have Oisev as Benoi. That's the problem. They're buying it today, they're zicha buying it today for tomorrow, for Yontav, and for tonight, and they're going to shecht it tonight or tomorrow. So you have a problem of Oisev as Benoi. By Erev Sukkah, you should only have the tirde of Erev Pesach. You see, that's why Chazal didn't ask the Meloche, because he had more time to prepare. So Memele, so others Lemaisa are told they'll shechta tonight. Others will shechta today, those who are not told. So therefore, here there's no Meloche b'chlal that you have to clear that both loichim will shecht at the same time. So memele, so that's why by Erev Sukkis there's no din that you have to be tzarech leidiyoi.